TGW and Smithy's promotion presents The Big Fights 32 at Rumours International Convention Centre in Queensland, Australia tomorrow night. Big Fights 32, the 32nd annual event held by Brandon Smith for Smithy's Gym, a special remembrance for his late son, the great white Braden Smith. One of the fights on the card will feature AJ Albert Jr. Ma Chong taking on Logan Peekaboo Brown. AJ is 28 years of age, South Auckland born and raised, and attended Mangere East Primary School, De La Salle, Kedgeley, Aotearoa and Otahuhu College, and AJ's dad, the legendary Alberto, the macho man Ma Chong. AJ moved to Australia in 2013. He joins us now on Pacific Days for a talanoa. Malosui Foilo Sunga. AJ, thank you so much for joining us today.
Talofa.
Good, good, good.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, you're getting used to the pies over there? Yeah? Okay.
Nah, the pies here are trash compared to back home. Eh? As soon as I get back home, Hong Kong Bakery, we're on.
Oh, sorry. Come on. That's the one. How are you feeling in the lead-up to tomorrow's night, AJ, and tomorrow's fight?
Yeah, feeling good, feeling comfortable. Just taking it day by day. Trying not to get too excited, trying not to overwhelm myself before the fight, because then that's how mistakes can happen. So just wait till Saturday morning and let all the energy start flowing.
What's the fight plan leading up to tomorrow's fight? Well, you know, what's the game plan you're putting in place?
Because I'm going to be a lot lighter than Peekaboo Brown, so I'm going to have to use the ring spaces to my advantage, dance around, see where I can find some exposures, and then, yeah, use that to my advantage and try the best to punish him.
Nice. Now, you're being trained by, I understand, Herman Ene Purcell, the Herminator. How has training been going?
Herminator. Oh, so beautiful. So, long story short, me and Herman go back 13, so we were 13 years old. So that's how long I've known Herman, playing footy together and against each other. So coming from humble beginnings, he's a humble boy from Glenfield, and I'm a humble boy from South Auckland, Mangere. So yeah, and we joined forces in Australia, and yeah, it's awesome. Everyone here in Australia, all the ones from South Auckland in general, everyone connecting is mad.
It's awesome. Now, what do you know of your opponent for tomorrow night? I understand you've already met up, and there's, you know, quite a friendly, you know, banter. Yeah. But what do you know of him?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, like he started boxing as, you know, as a tool to lose weight and gain some discipline. And then that's why I gave him much respect, because I sort of followed him in the earlier stages of his fitness journey. And to see him blow up to such a massive influence and impacting people's lives positively, you know, I give my hat off to this guy, you know, doing stuff like that and entering the ring at his age as well. You know, not many people can do that. So, yeah, so I give my hat off to you, Logan, also, like, well, come tomorrow night, we're going to bang us, but yeah, I'll make respect for you.
That's the one, eh, bro? Love you, bro, but as soon as that bell goes, eh, oh, it's game on. Let's go.
Yeah,
let's go.
You're standing in front of me also, yeah, you're standing in my way for my career.
Now, in terms of your boxing experience, I understand you've had a corporate fight, but, you know, how many bouts have you had to date, AJ?
None. I've had no amateur fights, nothing like that. But we don't count our wins on the streets.
Because I understand, you know, league is a very big part of your life, but of course, taking into account, you know, dad's experience in the ring, you know, back in New Zealand and bouts in Australia, there was never that pressure for you to, you know, to head into boxing or over league?
Long story short, yeah, my father is facing memory problems and stuff like that due to the impacts from boxing, but that's never fazed me. Like my dad's always said, you know, you live by the sword, you die by the sword. So once you sign that contract, you know exactly what you put yourself into, and that's the challenge that I've put ahead of myself. So I'm accepting the challenge, and whatever repercussions and aftermath comes afterwards, I'm just going to have to accept that as well.
For you, you know, like going into this fight and with the lack of experience, do you have a bit of nerves, or is it, you know, hey, I've done the training? Tell us about, you know, the training and how long and how much that has boosted your confidence leading into tomorrow night, AJ.
Yeah, the training has been very awesome. Learning all the fundamentals of boxing and all that. It's very different to street fighting, so, and I thought I'd be all right just to have that background, but yeah, definitely not the ones to have, especially with the mindset of boxers. You know, they can really manipulate you and make you do things you didn't even think of, like especially when you're controlling the fight, and especially controlling that middle of the ring. Stuff like that I never even thought about. And I'm just getting open to that. But then, yeah, nerves wise, yeah, I come from a long line of boxers and a long line of strong warriors. I got a strong bloodline in the Samoan history. So I'm very proud of that, and I believe that my ancestors will be looking out for me out in the ring.
Well, you know, a street fight experience, helped Mr. Mark Hunt. So hey,
Yeah,
always comes in handy, I suppose,
I
eh?
just said
So,
punch and not get punched.
oh, come on, that's the one, that's the one. So, for tomorrow night, it's the 32nd time. But how does it actually work in terms of the number of rounds and how long the rounds go for, AJ?
So we got 3 rounds, but they're only 1.5 minutes due to it being a corporate boxing match. Sort of blew it, not out of proportion, which is this is the interest that we wanted to generate, both me and Logan. So yeah, it's sort of blown up to like a pretty big fight. So it's actually really good. I can't wait for the fight. But we're using 16-ounce gloves, 16-ounce gloves, and it is a 3 1.5 minute rounds. So it's not too long.
Not too long, and but you're confident you'll be able to bang for the 3 rounds, huh? You'll be go from what is it from beginning to end? It's all hundies for you.
Yeah, oh, after the last couple of spars with actual boxers, I'm going to try and look to finish the fight as fast as I can because it's tiring being out there. So, yeah, trying to finish the fight as fast as I can so I don't have to be out there tiring.
All good, my friend. And what's the message to all your friends and family and supporters, not only in Australia and Toowoomba and Queensland, but also back here in New Zealand?
Yeah, firstly, I just want to make a massive shout out to my Nana. Nana Tovale, I love you so much. She's listening to this radio. I quickly called my mum before I jumped on so I can, tell my mum, listen, tell Nana to listen out for me because I'm going to be, yeah. I left my family back home in Australia. All I can say to my poly people, man, chase your dreams. You might not seem like people might not be having your back and stuff like that, but chase your dreams and you'll find out who's got your back. To my mom, I love you so much, mom. To my sisters, Brana and Chantel, love you guys. Take care. To all my family in America. To all my family in Mangere, to all my family in Auckland, to all my family in Samoa, Australia, everywhere around the world. I love yous all.
Awesome.
And yeah, nothing. Sorry, you carry on.
No, I was just going to say that's awesome. Very good. And
Thank
wishing
you.
you all the very best for tomorrow as well. AJ Albert Jr. Ma Chong taking on Logan Peekaboo
Salama.
Brown. Hey, have you got a name? What's your sort of like, you haven't got a name yet? Like, AJ the
Yeah,
Destroyer?
I was
No?
gonna. Yeah. Nah, I'm taking my dad's name and I'm gonna be Al Macho. Well, it was meant to be Al Macho, AL Macho, but then I just found out that it's on Despicable Me as a little big fat Mexican guy. So I was like, yep, I'm just gonna take Macho Man from my
That's the
dad.
one,
So thank you,
hey.
Dad. I didn't ask you, but I'm stealing Macho Man.
Come on, well then,
Putting the
AJ,
Macho in Machong.
come on, AJ, Macho Man Ma Chong, tomorrow night taking on Logan Brown at Rumours International in Queensland, Australia, and we've included the link on where you can get your tickets for tomorrow night's event. All the best for tomorrow, AJ, and
Thank you as well. Yeah.
stay safe. God bless. Emanuia.
God bless you. Manuia.